because we know what's been happening to many of the candidates who are either attempting to retain their seats, Māori candidates I'm talking about, who are attempting to retain their seats, and others who are attempting to get into Parliament, because we've seen the reports that have come through. And that's why it was very interesting, I think, when on Friday, or it might have been Saturday actually, where I saw a letter from iwi leaders come out very strongly and say to the leaders of political parties, well, basically, but just say to them that to be aware that there's no need to do the race baiting that we're seeing, you know, coming from them and some of the rhetoric that's coming out of particularly three, really, if you look at it like that, political leaders right now. And joining me is one of the signatories to that letter, and it was an open letter, is Mark Solomon. Kia ora, Mark. Nice to have you on Radio Wātea this evening.
Thank you, Meredith. Nice to hear from you too.
Well, you know, it has been disappointing, hasn't it, Mark? Because I would have thought that New Zealand was better than that. And I've seen people saying, yes, we're better than that. Well, I actually wonder if we bloody well are, because there's too much of this going on. And I just think that there are obviously some Pākehā who are either feeling very insecure, or there is still this inherent dislike of Māori if they should aspire to leadership roles in their own country.
It's a bit wider than just the Pākehā. Mm. I mean, that candidate that made those public statements. Yes. His party sort of tried to downplay what he said.
Mm.
My opinion, by doing that, you're supporting him.
Yes. Well, that does tell you something about a party leader that won't call it out for what it is. Either he chooses not to believe that there's anything wrong, or it doesn't warrant he says, well, hey, no big deal. Well, actually, it is a damn big deal. So, Mark, what's happening in this? I mean, well, can we go back to it a little bit? So you and obviously all of the others that I saw who'd signed the open letter, you would have been very concerned and decided you wanted to highlight in a letter your concerns if this should continue and not be called out.
I just don't think it's acceptable.
Yeah.
Surely we're more advanced than that type of rhetoric politics. You know, some of the statements are just gutted statements. Is that the politics of New Zealand now?
Yeah. Well, it's getting to be gutter, isn't it? Gutter politics. When you've got to do that, when you think that you'll get more votes at the expense of being racist in your comments about other candidates and other political parties, and then spread disinformation and misinformation. So there's definitely something amiss but the worst thing is that when the party leaders either themselves shouldn't be saying this, or if they hear it from members of their own parties, candidates, then they don't say anything.
Well, some of the things that are being challenged through the political parties these days, one of the things is co-governance.
Mm.
Well, one of the voices against us is the party that's put most of the co-governance arrangements together.
Well, if it suits their purpose, they'll use anything. They'll highlight it. They'll forget that they were a proponent of it and supporter of it when it suited their purposes. And now, of course, no, it doesn't. And so they'll use it as an excuse to take pot shots. So there's not the consistency there, but it just does show you Mark, how desperate a party is to get into power. They'll do anything. And if it means using Māori as a political football, being derogatory in comments, then they'll do it because it serves their purpose.
I mean, in the leaders' debate where the two Chris's debated the comments, I mean, both parties are saying that it was racist.
Mm.
Still willing to work with it, though, eh?
Yes, exactly. Well, have you had any reaction to the letter?
No, personally, nothing.
Mm.
I've had a couple of Pākehā people text me and congratulate me on being part of the letter. But no, I haven't. It hasn't. I really haven't heard it discussed.
Good. Well, no, you're right. I haven't. Well, the only thing I've seen is, I think, one of the leaders of a political party insisting that, in fact, if anything, that was a call to an incitement. I thought, oh, my goodness gracious, you know. But no, you're right. On the mainstream media, they won't even look. They won't even look at what is this letter actually saying. What is it saying about our country? What is it saying about the leaders of political parties when they don't speak up? And they, you know, because their silence is really condoning that sort of behaviour.
That is my view, definitely.
Yes, yes. So, well, it is. It's disappointing, but I would like to think. So, how, from your observation? I've just been talking, as you know, to Julian Wilcox, and when I've been travelling around, I think our younger people, and I have to say that particularly those who've come through Kōhangareo and Kura Kaupapa, they seem to be quite politically aware. They seem to be galvanised to want to vote and make a difference in Aotearoa, and particularly for, you know, seeing more Māori in Parliament. But there's a group of older Māori, and I'm not saying they're as old as I am, Mark, but there's older ones who I think perhaps have never voted or have switched off voting or can't see the value in voting. And I think we might not have them in the numbers that I had hoped we would see voting. Some of them have said to me, oh, it doesn't particularly interest me, Merepeka. Well, I could give them a good shake, Mark, when they say that.
Oh, I'm totally. I mean, I hear the same comments from some. I also hear a lot of younger tahi, younger people now who are politically motivated. And they're aware of some of the big issues that are confronting us as society, like climate change.
Yes.
And their voice is getting louder. So I hope I've voted in every election since I turned 18. And I encourage everybody to get out there and vote.
Well, you know, Mark, I do say to everybody, because, you know, and particularly in recent weeks, they'll be saying, oh, my vote, mine's only one vote, Merepeka. I said, yes, I know, but your one vote and my one vote and the 1,001 votes that come out of that village or come out of that city, I said, combined, they can actually make a difference. I said, we can change the next government. I said, we can change the direction of Aotearoa if we're not happy with it. And I never say to people which way to vote, not particularly, but I said, as long as you do vote, because there's people making mokopuna decisions for your next generation that you won't agree with and you mightn't agree with. And I said, but they're making those decisions right now. And those people in Wellington, they're predominantly Pākehā, and they couldn't give a continental about your mokopuna, about your awa, about your land, the land use practices that are impacting on your waterways. And, you know, they just look at me, oh, God, honestly, Mark, sometimes I think I'd like to shake you, but I don't.
Well, you know, we're facing a different type of issue now with the climate.
You know, oh, yes.
We saw Cyclone Gabriel and the effects. Big areas in the North Island at the moment are out of power because of gales. And so this is the new future for us, is the climate change.
Oh,
say, that galvanised a lot of our young people.
Mm-hmm. It is, you are right, it is the new future, and we're going to see more of these adverse weather effects and the climate, impacts on the climate and the environment, and so we do need to take a long-term planned approach. I just wish, Mark, I mean, 30 years ago I was on the Bay of Plenty Regional Council, and we asked our farmers at the time, you know, think about your land use practices, because it will come. It will come. Well, 30 years down the track, now that it's going to be dearer for them to put in mitigating strategies, to think about, changing. 30 years down the track, we could have started 30 years earlier. And our lakes have been so impacted, with the runoffs, et cetera, from our farms and not only the farming blocks, but, you know, we've had on the Tarawera River, we had years ago Tasman, and then we had Caxton. And we could have been doing things then. But that's why I admire the young people, Mark, because they're out there saying to us, come on, we want to swim in our waterways. You know?
Well, I think one of the effects that we're facing is we're going to be now paying the penalty of decades of like giving building consents and floodplains.
Yes. Actually, I wrote about that today, Mark. I said, you know, this consenting, if you think that, you know, we've got to look to see where we're actually, but we've got to consciously, more consciously look to see where we're building, because we all love building around the side of our lakes and on the seashore and everything else like that. So where are we building? Where we might have built in the past is no longer going to be acceptable. What materials are we using? And the consenting, that's going to be a hot debate with our councils. So we're in for a bit of a, an interesting time in that regard.
I definitely think all the evidence is there that, you know, we've got these issues confronting us.
Yeah.
You've got sea rise coming, and
yes,
you've got all these floodplains we've built on. Well, the best defence of that is retreat. Retreat from those areas. But the costings of that are phenomenal.
Yeah, that's the other thing too. Had we started maybe 30 years ago, Mark, the cost wouldn't be perhaps so great now. But I think we just seemed to be content to watch everything that was happening around other countries around the world. And we thought, oh, well, look at that. That's happening over there. Never used to happen before. They didn't get those heat waves or those big burn-offs, and they didn't get to the flooding. And now, of course, it's coming our way. I heard a firefighter the other day. I think he'd been to Canada to fight some of the fires over there. And he came back. And he said, don't think that we're not going to get those big fires. And he said, and we just don't have the capacity to even go anywhere near trying to fight them. And so he's come back with ideas. And I thought, well, good luck, because, we've got other crises going down right now. Well, look, Mark, it's great been talking with you. And you're still busy out and about with all your other mahi?
Still a few roles I'm involved in, Mahi Peka. I'm still quite busy.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know we all do. I had a mate of mine, and you know him too, and he said to me the other day, he said, I'm divesting myself of three of my directorships, Maripeka. I said, well, good for you. He said, yeah, I've been promising myself that for the last 10 years. He said, but this time I'm going to follow through. So we will see. Oh, thank you so much, Mark. It's going to be good. I'm looking forward to the results on the 14th, and thinking, well, are New Zealanders really thinking of the future, or are they just going to go look at parties that could indeed take us back to where we came from, which was not always a pretty place, particularly in relation to our family. So we'll see on the 14th.
Agreed.
Thank you, Mark. Kia ora. Thank you so much.